What we would like to do is join together in a meditation to move to visit the expression of righteousness, which involves the four pillars and the central column of grace. So, if you will make yourselves comfortable, one of the things we intend to do here this evening, Father, is to create a greater familiarity and closeness with you. So we are gathered here, holding that thought before us as our intention. Allow your breathing to relax your body. Use your breathing as an instrument to calm and make your body at ease. And as you accomplish that, you will feel yourself moving into the emotional aspects of your being. Grant them your peace. As you move from there into the mind, into the consciousness of earth, embrace this and grant it peace. Feel yourself moving easily and giving your body complete peace in every respect. And moving into your spirit. As you feel the freedom and bliss of your spirit, let this fill you. Let this fill your consciousness. Now, realize truth. Allow your spirit to receive the aspect of truth and feel the strength of it as a pillar that sustains that which is to come. Feel, hear, realize, see, actualize, honor. Feel the effect of recognizing honor as the next pillar that sustains righteousness. Truth and honor and look across and see love. You can already feel the radiance of it. Move to embrace that pillar and let it flow all throughout your being, fill your consciousness with this expression of love. Feel the call of the fourth and final pillar. Feel it resonate all throughout your spirit. And let yourself be drawn to the embrace of compassion. First, bathe yourself in this compassion. And now let it radiate all throughout you and all throughout all that is. Look to the center and see the magnificent flow of an energy, of a light, of a vibration. It has color, sound, it has an essence of purity. It is the grace of God. Move into it and allow it to pass all throughout your being. Extend yourself out so that as you stand in the midst of grace, you also reach out to touch all the four pillars at the same time. And feel the wondrous effect this has upon you, that it lifts your spirit into an awesome state of expression, and you feel the essence of God, the essence of the rightness of all things, and you know that this is righteousness. Let yourself be complete in this righteousness, knowing that which supports it. And feel the sacredness of this righteousness. Feel and remember that it is the righteousness of our brother, Jesus. Feel and remember that it is the righteousness of those who have gone before us and who have given themselves to become complete in oneness, as we have done. Let yourself feel and know the sacred place. Now I would like you to follow me back to your physical expression, to the expression of your spirit in finiteness, the expression that is your physical being, that which you've chosen to use as the vehicle through or by which you will journey through life in this sojourn. While you are feeling the body again, allow yourself to remember the sacred place. That the connection remains alive. That the connection bears the light of your choice. And now breathe in again, claiming your mind, your emotion, and your body, but this time with the awareness of who and what you are, and these gifts that our Father has given to us. Thank you, Father. Breathe yourself back to consciousness. Easy, very comfortable, and when you're ready, open your eyes and let's resume this meeting with this awareness.